Moncrief on News Talk.
Not to fat shame, but there are a lot of chubby pets in Ireland, and sometimes their owners won't admit it. The Irish Blue Cross is warning of a pet obesity crisis. Henry McKean went in search of Porky canines and didn't have to look that far.
My dog's name is Ringo.
Ringo?
Right, yes.
After Ringo Starr?
After Ringo Starr, yes. What else can I tell you about him? He's 7 years old. He has epilepsy. And he needs a lot of care and a lot of attention. But he's spoiled rotten.
So, is it okay for me to say we're doing a piece today on dogs and dogs that are slightly overweight? Is it okay for me to say that your dog could be? You're going to punch me in the face?
No, not, of course not. It's true.
And why? Do you think it's just with the treats?
I think a combination of a lot of things, right? Firstly, I had a bit of surgery, which slows me down a lot. And secondly, I think the medication is also a contributory factor. That's what I think. But he does get out. He does get out quite a lot. But I don't know if it's a genetic thing or if it's just, I don't know.
And they're calling it the rib test. I mean, I'm looking for his ribs. I can't see his ribs.
He's going in for a test now. They're going to weigh him. And I know he's put on weight.
And you feel nervous.
And I know he took a seizure Saturday, so he didn't get out. You know, and I took him for a very short walk yesterday. Well, I didn't take him. I took him. I've got some of the others to take him now. So I'm sorry, my back is hurting me a little bit here. Sorry. But he is a little bit overweight. I know.
While most owners recognise that their pets being overweight or obese can be very harmful to them, over 70% of owners didn't actually realise that their own pet who was overweight was overweight. Hi, I'm Laura Mock. I'm the head of veterinary services at the Irish Blue Cross.
What do the Irish Blue Cross do?
So the Irish Blue Cross are a veterinary charity. We were set up 80 years ago, more than 80 years ago now.
80 this year, I think.
Yeah, 80, yeah. And we are here to help the pets of people in need. So we're here to provide low-cost, affordable veterinary care to the pets of people who maybe wouldn't be otherwise able to access that care.
So you've done a survey, and in your survey you're saying that if your pet is overweight or obese, it can shorten the pet's lifespan. What have you seen?
That's it, exactly. So what we've noticed is we have wonderful clients who want to do the very best for their pets and often go above and beyond to keep them healthy. But one of the things that they maybe don't recognise is that their pet in particular is overweight. We find through lots of different reasons that, well, in our survey, that over 70% of pet owners aren't able to tell that their pet is overweight. And that means that they're unknowingly leaving their pet in a situation that can contribute to long-term pain or even very serious disease that they can develop as a result of it.
How do you know if your pet is overweight?
So one of the easiest ways to tell at home is to run your hands along the side of your pet, just over the ribs. We don't want to see the ribs sticking out, but we do want to feel them straight away. So the analogy that we find works best is if you imagine velvet over a banister. So a nice, thin, smooth layer over the ribs, but you should feel them straight away. And what we find is even when pet owners think their pets are the right weight, when we ask them to do that little test, they actually find it a bit more difficult than they were expecting to feel the ribs.
So our pet is Sasha. She's 14 and a half, and she's in here. She's unwell at the moment, and we're seeing what the next step is in her life, which we'll find out very shortly. She's a Pomeranian, fox face Pomeranian.
And when it comes to weight, was it hard to keep her in weight?
No, she was one. I'd say I don't know whether dogs have kind of fast or slow metabolisms, but she certainly would have been one where she could eat as much as she wanted and never put on weight.
So you were lucky.
Very lucky, yeah. To the point where sometimes we bring her to the vet and they'd ask, were we underfeeding her, when she'd be literally eating as much as twice a day and food from the table and what have you.
My name is Paul Halpin and I'm the fundraising campaigns manager for the Irish Blue Cross.
You come across overweight dogs and overweight cats?
Yes, unfortunately we do. A lot of people seem to think that, you know, they look at those puppy dog eyes, looking up them every single day and said, I'll give you a little treat. Oh, you deserve it. You're such a good boy. You're such a good girl. And it's quite easy to give our pets treats, but sometimes you have to hold back, much like if you have kids. Don't give them that chocolate bar, you know what I mean? So you kind of have to restrain yourself from giving your pets treats because they are so adorable and they're so lovable. But please do restrain it. Get them out for exercise, go for walkies, keep them occupied, resist the treats if you can. My dog is called Abbas and she's a mongrel and she's in the family for 14 years. She's great. She's a lively dog, I have to say. We treat her well and she treats us as well. She gives us so much love. She's really is a part of the family. And what I would say is if you're thinking about giving your dogs treats, please hold off. I know they can be adorable. I know they look up at you with those begging eyes, but please refrain if you can. Always look at the recommended dosage, for want of a better phrase, on the back of your dog food and cat food and everything else like that as well. Because unfortunately, if pets do get overweight, much like with humans as well, that leads on to other complications down the road as well. And that can be anything from diabetes to your muscle joints.
I'm going to try harder, but in the morning he demands his medication. He really does. I made a big mistake, so he gave me his medication. Then he wants his dinner around one-ish. And then he has to have his game, which is my fault. Because when he took the bad epileptic seizure, I put little treats in the sitting room for him to jump, right? Now every day I'm tormented. I have to give him his little game. So I have possibly, and then in the evening time he does get a little snack, a small one, and then he wants his medication, which he will not take unless he has a little piece of ham or a treat. So yes, I take full responsibility and I'm doing my best.
When we look around doggy daycare, when we look around dog parks, lots of dogs are overweight, and cats too. We see cats.
Yeah.
Have we all just got fatter, the humans and the pets?
Well, who am I to say?
Oh, come on, you've only got a small belly.
Stop! You're very kind. Thank you very, very much, and that's made my day.
Well, Dermot Rogan, best of luck with the doggy diet.
And thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Why are so many of our pets fat or obese, and how does it affect the animal?
I like to think it's because we love them probably a bit too much, almost. We want to give them treats. We know that it's a lovely way to provide comfort or affection between the pets and people. We want those great relationships. But what we know is that ultimately they're getting a little bit more to eat every day, a little bit extra calories than they need. And that builds up over time. It happens slowly, just like on us. And unfortunately, they do become overweight. We all want to give them treats and human food, and that's a really easy way for those calories to go on. And very quickly, they're very high density calories. Very high density foods with lots of calories in them. Little tiny bit extra every day is enough to pile on the pounds in the long term.
And obviously you're not supposed to give dogs chocolate, people do. I had a friend yesterday, he kept a bit of steak back to give to his dog. Steak is okay.
Chocolate can be poisonous to them, so you're absolutely right there. Steak in itself, a little bit of meat and protein is fine in moderation, but the problem is if we are giving just anything that's seemingly good but it provides extra calories, that can all add up and lead to the pets becoming overweight.
What did you find in your survey?
What we found was that over 70% of owners, even though they felt that their pet was the right weight, they weren't able to feel the ribs well or clearly on their pet, which tells us as veterinary professionals that actually that pet is overweight. The owners don't realise that there's a problem that they would want to fix if they could.
Dr. Laura Mockhead, you are from the veterinary services here at the Irish Blue Cross. I mean, do you see a lot of fat dogs and cats? And who are fatter, the dogs or the cats?
We've seen our fair share of all of them. The fattest that I've ever seen was a 9 kilo cat, although I'm sure you can get even heavier than that too. Cats should be about 3.5-4 kilos.
That's a huge
cat. Yeah, it's huge, yeah. And while we kind of laugh, and I'm sure there's lots of internet memes all out there, I suppose the thing is that that cat's in a really dangerous position. You know, they can't get up and move around and enjoy life the way they want to, as well as being in chronic pain and at risk of diabetes and other diseases.
Our animals, I suppose, just like humans, like we had a Labrador called Holly, and she used to break into the press and take Mars bars.
Oh, no.
She used to eat soap because it smelt nice, and she would also go to the beach and eat seaweed.
Yeah.
She just couldn't stop eating. I mean, she did die eventually, and she didn't quite eat herself to death, but she didn't have a very long life. We did our best.
Yeah.
Could we have done more?
Labradors are renowned for their huge appetites, so I think you were always going to have a battle on your hands with every Labrador. We know that every owner wants to do their best, and we always think with hindsight maybe there's more we could have done, but that's really why we want to get the message out today, to try and have as many people aware and able to take action in advance. I've got two cats, and one of them is brilliant at regulating her food. You can leave the food down, she'll eat what she wants and walk away, and she's a lovely weight. I have another cat that is not like that. She's an absolute gannet and would eat herself out of house and home, so I fully understand where you're coming from, how hard it can be.
Henry McKean reporting there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.